And then, Rock, I'd love to know, you know, you got access to shoot Dov in his home. Can you talk a bit about filming that experience? I know it was kind of a wild one for you.
About filming Dov in his home?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually the only condition that Dov gave me when we first talked about the possibility of me making this film. He said, Barak, you go ahead, you do whatever you want to do. It's your film. I'm not interrupting, I'm not interfering. I give you green light to film whatever you want. But forget about my house. Forget about my kids. Forget about my wife. It's not going to happen. And if, to be honest with you, I told myself, yeah, sure, this is now what he says, but I will break him, you know? I will slowly get closer and closer to him and to his family, and eventually they will all be filmed and they will all be part of the film. But he's a very stubborn guy, and he didn't give up, even though I tried all different kind of manipulations, even like telling him in Passover night, you know, oh, I'm alone in Israel, all my family left to the U.S., I don't have anyone to celebrate this Passover night with, can I come to your house, please? I thought I would come with a little camera and we'll steal some shots, you know? And he was like, no, you're not coming to my house with a camera. And eventually, now, when I see the film, and I have seen it more than 100 times since it came out, I have to be honest with you that I don't regret it. I don't miss it, and I don't think that the movie really needed it. Because the reason I made this film is not because I'm so attracted to the family life story of Dov, which is anyway not so dramatic and so interesting. The reason why I made this film is because his activism and his political agenda and his political behavior and his values, and this is why I wanted to make this film, and this is what the film is about. It's not about anything else. So I don't think that it's really terrible that it's not part of the film.
So I've got to ask, Dov, with the amount of time you got to spend with Dov, how much footage did you capture, and how hard was the editing process for you compared to your other documentaries?
I capture 485 hours of materials.
Wow.
It's a lot. It's crazy. I have to say that it's not the first time something like this happens to me. Also in previous films, we were filming a lot. Maybe not so much, but a lot. The editing process was very long, painful, expensive, and tough. But the editor of the film, Nili Feller, she's one of the best editors, not only in Israel, but for my eyes in the world. And she's amazing. She made beautiful films before you probably have heard about or even seen, like Wolf with Bashir,
yeah,
of Ari Folman, like Garden of Eden, or Frantal, and many other films. And it's not the first time I'm working with her, and I hope also not the last time. And it took us a long time to watch it all, to find the right structure and the right architecture of the film. And the final cut of the film is actually the 48th version. Like, there were 47 different versions before, which were not good enough to our eyes. And with this version, I feel complete, I feel happy, and I'm proud about it.
You know, I think timing-wise, it's a very interesting time for this film to be in New York for Americans and then American Jews. Can you talk a bit about being able to showcase this film very much at an interesting time for a different culture, looking at Dov from a very different perspective, I would feel?
Look, the film came out at this specific time, so I cannot really emphasize the fact what does it mean to be out at this time, because the movie did not come out at any other time. So it's hard for me to say what are the reasons for the reaction. Is it because of this specific time in Israeli politics and in international politics? I can only say that I'm very proud about the fact that also central people and even right-wing people come to watch the film and being influenced by it and affected by it and touched by it. There was one guy, 75 years old, religious guy in Israel, he was in one of the very first public screenings of the film, and you could see in his body language that he doesn't feel very comfortable with the film, but he stayed all through the film and even until the end of the Q&A. And then I asked him, hey man, what's going on? You look like something happened to you. You're okay? And he said, no, I'm very much okay. I enjoy your film very much, but I have to tell you, I'm very confused. And I said, why? What happened? He said, look, let me be honest with you. I would never come to watch such a film. I came here completely by accident. It's a mistake. I came to watch another film and the tickets were sold out. So the girl in the box office told me there is a film called Comrade. She didn't say Comrade, no, just Haver, Comrade. And then I said to myself, okay, why not? Let's watch a film about Comrade. It's okay. And what can I tell you? I fell in love with your main character, but I am a right-wing person and I am a person who turn off the TV whenever there is a lefty or Arab person on TV because I don't like those people. So you can imagine that my head is like spinning now. Like, I don't understand how comes such ultra radical, extreme left-wing person like Dov Khanin touched my heart so deeply, and I'm confused. This is what he said to me. So for me, it's a great achievement that people who are coming from such a different background and such a different values or political agendas find this film interesting and moving and effective.
As far as being able to show like the elements with the factory and the, all that footage, was there anything in particular that was in that lost edit in these last 47 that you would love to enter back in? I mean, how was there anything that you felt that you captured with that factory sequence in particular?
I captured everything I wanted and I used everything I wanted in the film. Like, there was nothing that I wanted the film I wanted to film and to document which was impossible to film or to document. And in the editing room, no one was taking any decision beside myself. Of course, with my team and with my editor and with my co-director, but it was only about us. So I feel that this film is exactly what I wanted it to be.
I'd love
to know if it answered your question.
No, it definitely did. Brock, I'd love to know, I'm in Dallas, so I'd love to know a Texas question. Your film has done very well at South By, and the film festival circuit as a whole for you as a director, you know, with Berlin's success and so much in Europe, can you talk to me a bit about the importance of the film festival circuit for films like Comrade Dov?
First of all, I am very happy that you are in Austin, Texas, or in Texas in general, because South By Southwest is for me by far one of my very favorite film festivals in all over the world. I've been there twice, and the last time it was 2016, I think, with Mr. Gaga, which won the Audience Award there in the documentary section, and it's an amazing city and amazing festival. Festivals are very important, but I think that with Comrade Dov, I have a little bit of a different agenda about this film. It is very important for me to reach different kind of people, also not the ones that used to go to film festivals, but people who are studying in universities, Middle East studies, or different kind of political activists, and I want them to watch the film. So I'm planning actually to make a big tour in USA for a few months, to come here maybe in a year time from now or whenever it will be, of course to plan it well in advance, and to travel all over the states, not only in film festivals, but basically in every place where people seek to be influenced and to be inspired by this very beautiful man, Dov Kanin, whom I maybe think about, because I think it can touch any American who care about the destiny of his nation.
So I've got to ask then, obviously you know you don't have to reveal any deals or anything, but does that mean there's also a TV cut, something that's like 50, 55 minutes? I mean, are you that excited to see it go into different, you know, online or you know, whether it's on demand? I mean, how important will that be for you for this film?
Right now, I don't have any other version besides this 75-minute version, but if there would be any broadcaster showing interest in the film and will tell me that he needs a 52-minute version, then of course I will cut it. No problem. I mean, it is a problem, but it's doable. I want as many people as possible all over the world and in the United States and in Israel to watch this film, because I think Dov Hanin, the main protagonist of my film, Comrade Dov, is delivering a very, very, very important message, not only in terms of the Israeli-Palestine conflict and against occupation, which is very, very, very important for me and for him, and not only about many different kinds of political aspects of the film, but also in the way you're doing politics. I think Dov Hanin shows that it's possible to take your job seriously, to fight for justice, to serve people even if they don't vote for you and will never vote for you, just because you have the power and you have been elected to serve the people. And this is something that I guess most politicians around the world, for sure in the States and for sure in Israel, but not only, most politicians around the world forget what does it mean to be someone who has the power and has the and he needs to serve the people. And most politicians, they don't care about the people who vote for them, while Dov Hanin is actually working very, very hard in order to help people, even those ones who would never vote for him. And I think there is something very unusual and in a way very optimistic about this kind of political behavior.
As far as showcasing here in New York, can you talk to me about being able to show it over this weekend and the importance of Dov being there and you being there? I mean, this is a very big, important part for the film.
Yeah, so first of all, it's a great honor for me to be able to screen the film in other Israel Film Festival here in New York City. It's a film festival which I had the honor to screen already 6 previous films in before, in previous years. It's very interesting because the reactions of people is different than the reactions of people in Israel, because people, you know, they reflect their own fears and own dreams, and then they bring it out in the Q&A. So of course people here in the United States are very much concerned about the political situation here, with all these crazy things you have with Trump, which is in some ways similar to what we have to deal with our Donald Trump, with Bibi Netanyahu. I don't know with who was and who, but both of them, for me, and I can only talk with my name, both of them, I think, are very dangerous people, and we need as many Dov Hanins as possible in order to fight this danger.
So I know it'd be presumptuous to ask, because you have dived into so many unique characters. I mean, for South By, I mean, we got to see Mr. Gaga. I'm curious, was one that I love, but as far as finding your next material, have you already found it? Are you still immersed right now in Dov in making sure people get to know him?
No, there is enough time and there is enough place for everything. I'm showing Dov, a comrade Dov, all over Israel now for a few months, and I'm very much occupied with this, and of course now I wish to screen Commodore also in many different other countries outside of Israel. But at the same time, I'm already very busy with two different projects. One of them is about an Israeli artist called Danny Karavan. He's 89 years old, a sculptor, and he's doing like amazing installations all over the world. And he's a very interesting character, and I love him very much. And we make a film about him now. And I'm also producing a film of one of my previous students from Maale School, which is a film school for religious people in Jerusalem. And this is about the only kosher place in the world, which is, as we call it, a place of people who are addicted to alcohol and drugs are going.
Wow.
Yes, and then most of those people who go to this place are coming actually from the ultra-Orthodox religious Jewish families from the States, many of them from New York, but also other cities. And they are coming to this place to be treated and to overcome the addiction to drugs and alcohol in Jerusalem in a kosher place. So those two projects are now my main focus.
You know, you got to say that you've seen this film hundreds and hundreds of times, obviously, over and over. How many of your previous docs do you look back on and watch repeatedly just to gain notes or just to refine, you know, everything you've been able to do over these last few decades?
Well, I don't just watch my previous films for my fun. I do it only when there is a screening. So every time there is a screening of one of my previous films, I get to see them. I'm happy to tell you that I feel good with all of them. I wouldn't change them. Of course, you know, people are changing. I am a different person now than I was 5 years ago. So when I see a film which is 5 years old, of course, I look at it now in different eyes, but I feel super happy with each one of them, and also I cannot tell you which one I love more, because they're all my kids, and they all sit very deep in my heart.
So I've got to ask, since you've been to Austin so frequently, about your best food experiences while here. What places were you able to really enjoy, or you know, places, types of food you were able to taste?
Wow, I don't remember it, because with Mr. Gaga in Southwest Access, it's been already like 3 years. I don't really remember, and I have to be honest with you, I care more about people than about food. So I met beautiful people. What I ate, it doesn't really matter for me.
Well, Brock, it's been a real pleasure. I was amazed by the film. It was such an honor to get such an in-depth look at Dove's world and the importance of it. Last question. I'd love to know, you know, when it comes to the endings of the film, and in particular ones that end the way that you've ended with this one, how hard was it to find that moment of end, or did when you watched it, you knew in the edit, that's how I'm closing this film?
No, I think once I understood that Dov is about to leave the Knesset after serving more than 12 years in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament, I think I kind of knew that that will be the end of my film, because I also knew that it's starting with him getting into the Knesset. So once he decided to step out of the Knesset, it was quite obvious that that would be the main arc of the film. And of course, it took us a long time to find the exact balance between the scenes and all different kinds of nuance and subtext. But it was very clear that that should end the film.
Well, Brock, thank you so much for the time. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful rest of your weekend in New York.
Thank you so much, and I hope as many people as possible will watch Comrade Dov and get to know this very, very unique and beautiful man that I'm so happy I had the privilege of spending so much time with him.